With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
And welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour as we explore the riches of the repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. On today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll mark the annual observance of Reformation Sunday. We'll focus in particular on the works of three composers whose music was deeply influenced by the Reformation, and without whose music the Reformation may have had a lesser impact. Music of Heinrich Schütz, Dietrich Buxtehude, and J.S. Bach. We'll actually begin, however, with music and words conceived by Martin Luther himself. His great hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, is arranged here by John Rutter and performed by the choir of King's College, Cambridge. Stephen Cleberry conducts.
Thank you.
Stephen Cleberry led the choir of King's College, Cambridge, and the brass of the Wallace Collection in Martin Luther's majestic hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, to kick off our observance of Reformation Sunday. It was arranged here by John Rutter. Dietrich Buxtehude, in the 17th century, composed an organ chorale prelude on Luther's hymn, in which he ornamented the melody over a supporting accompaniment. We'll hear this elegant piece performed by Malcolm Archer on the organ of St. Mary and All Saints Church, Fotheringhay. The Chorale Prelude on Ein Feste Burg by North German Baroque composer Dietrich Buxtehude. Malcolm Archer played the organ of St. Mary and All Saints Church, Fotheringhay, not far from Peterborough. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. An earlier German composer who was something of an evangelist for the Reformation cause was Heinrich Schütz, who reveled in being able to set the Psalms to music in his native language. Both in large-scale compositions for double chorus and more modest works, his understanding and interpretation of the Psalms is clear. We'll hear two examples of his smaller settings of Psalms. Jauchzet dem Herren is a sturdy setting of Psalm 100 performed by the Dresden Chamber Choir, accompanied by organ and violon. Psalm 51 follows, set as a duet for soprano and tenor, In Shafa in Mir Gott, create in me a clean heart. Dorothee Mields and Georg Poplitz sing, accompanied by theorbo, violone, and organ, led by Ludger Remy. Music of Heinrich Schütz on With Heart and Voice. Two psalm settings by Heinrich Schütz. We just heard Shafa in Mir Gott, a setting of Psalm 51 for soprano and tenor. Dorothee Mields and Georg Poplitz sang. Earlier, the Dresden Chamber Choir sang Jauchzet dem Herren, a setting of Psalm 100, led by Hans Christoph Rademann. Among the many liturgical texts translated into languages other than Latin in the early years of the Reformation was the Lord's Prayer. Martin Luther translated it in 1538 and composed a chorale tune to set it, published in 1539. Dietrich Buxtehude composed an organ chorale prelude on the tune Vater Unser im Himmelreich nearly 150 years later, which we'll hear performed by Hans Davidson on the Goart organ in Göteborg, Sweden. Hans Davidson played the chorale prelude Vater Unser im Himmelreich, Our Father in Heaven by Dietrich Buxtehude. He played the spectacular instrument in the Ogryta Church in Göteborg, Sweden, completed in 2000 and built along historical principles of North German organ construction of the 17th century. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Next, we'll listen to a more fully developed psalm setting by Schütz, reflecting some of what he absorbed from the music of the likes of Giovanni Gabrieli during his studies in Venice. Returning to Dresden, he set Psalm 19 in a rich texture of six voices. The choir of Birmingham Cathedral sings The Heavens Are Telling the Father's Glory by Heinrich Schütz. Marcus Huxley directs.
Thank you.
The heavens are telling the Father's glory, a setting of Psalm 19 by Heinrich Schütz. Marcus Huxley led the choir of Birmingham Cathedral. Isaac Watts's paraphrases of the Psalms further spread these essential biblical texts in the vernacular of the people for whom he was writing. Watts was active in the late 17th century and through the first half of the 18th century, prolific in his writing of hymns, many of which were indeed paraphrases of the Psalms. Perhaps his most well-known paraphrase is of Psalm 90, O God, our help in ages past, set to the tune St. Anne, composed by his contemporary William Croft. We'll hear it in a festive arrangement by John Rutter and performed by the Cambridge Singers under his direction.
Thank you.
Von Rutter's arrangement of O God, Our Help in Ages Past was performed by the Cambridge Singers, accompanied by the City of London Symphony of Brass and organist John Scott. 20th century French organist and composer Jean Langlais wrote a setting of Ein Feste Burg, originally for trumpet and organ, and here transcribed for organ, brass, and percussion. Organist Friedrich Kirchheis plays the organ of the rebuilt Frauenkirche in Dresden, joined by the Ludwig Guttler Brass Ensemble. Ein Feste Burg, as set for organ and brass by Jean Langlais. Friedrich Kirchheis played the organ, joined by the Ludwig Guttler Brass Ensemble. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Our featured work for the remainder of the hour is Johann Sebastian Bach's iconic Cantata No. 80, Ein Feste Burg ist unser Gott, based on Martin Luther's text and tune. Originally conceived as a cantata for Lent in 1715, Bach revised and enlarged it several times in Leipzig in 1723 and 1730. In the last decade of his life, he composed a new and dramatic opening movement. It launches the cantata with vigorous fervor, unlike many of the cantatas which begin with a more restrained and sober presentation of the chorale tune itself. In this case, Bach knew that his listeners would be so intimately familiar with this tune that he could break the pattern and create something quite stupendous. The famous tune appears throughout the 8 movements of the work, often in highly ornamented guises. We'll listen to a performance by the Stuttgart Chamber Choir and Baroque Orchestra, led by Frieder Bernius. Soloists are Sarah Wegener, soprano, David Alsop, alto, Thomas Hobbs, tenor, and Peter Harvey, bass. Cantata 80, Ein Feste Burg, on With Heart and Voice. Thank you.
Kind Gottes, die so große Liebe, da Jesus sich mit seinem Blute dir verschriebe, womit er dich zum Kriegen wieder Satans Heer und wieder Welt und Sünde geworben hat. Gib nicht in deiner Seele dem Satan und den Lastern Schad. Lass nicht dein Herz den Himmel Gottes auf der Erde zur Wüste werden. Bereue deine Schuld mit Schmerz. Das
Come in, my heart. dass dein Haupt dich nicht verlässt. Ja, dass sein Sieg auch dir den Weg zu deiner Krone bahnt. Tritt freudig an den Krieg. Wirst du nur Gottes Wort so hören als bewahren, so wirst der Feind
Thank you.
Frieder Bernius led the Stuttgart Chamber Choir and Baroque Orchestra, along with soloists Sarah Wegener, David Alsop, Thomas Hobbes, and Peter Harvey, in Cantata No. 80, Ein Feste Burg by Johann Sebastian Bach. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to mark the observance of Reformation Sunday. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be meaningful and inspiring. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.